This episode of Why Do We Hang Out is brought to you by Flamin' Joe's.
It's always brought to you by Flamin' Joe's.
Is, was,
will forever be.
Brought to you by Flamin' Joe's. 26 wing flavors, 22 beers on tap, multiple bottles, all the football you could want on any screen.
If they don't have your football game, you're watching Canadian football. Nobody watches Canadian football. The Grey Cup had, like, BMX bikes at their halftime. I love Canada, but stick to hockey, man. So come to Flamin' Joe's for your football needs, your wing needs, your beer needs. On to the show. Smuggle. Over Why Do We Hang Out, episode 23.
Frish.
No, it's three.
Oh, it's 22. It's 22.
No, 22 drops more.
Yeah, so 23.
Are you sure it's 22?
Probably.
Yes.
It's a number.
Because this is important shit, man.
It's not.
No, it's us. No, it's not. Right. Don't,
oh,
no.
That's, why do we hang up? Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Go, director. Do your thing.
Direct us.
I brought a special guest today.
Yeah.
Andy.
Actually, I thought I would hate him, but actually, he's a really cool guy.
Don't let your kids listen to this episode.
Yeah, this is totally not a kid-friendly podcast. Listen to it with children.
Don't listen to this shit while you're at work and put it on blast.
Yeah, don't.
You'll probably lose your fucking job.
Dad, don't listen to it on the speaker at lunch. Headphone this one.
Your dad hears this, he's definitely going to hate white people. Yeah. The first time I met him, you're like, oh, this is my dad. He hates white people. I was like, so do I. What's up?
Yeah. My dad and his guys listen to it all at work.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
So... don't listen to this one during lunch break.
We have that disclaimer.
Yeah. So that's there. So it's not on us. Someone gets fired, they know us.
Don't be calling me later and telling me how fucking twisted I am. That's just life.
He fucking knows you.
Yeah.
But that'll be like,
one Romanian friend.
I'll just skip that one. Yeah. The Romanian friend?
Yeah.
He's not all of America. We got one guy in Romania who listens to us, like the coolest cat in the fucking world. I pretty much think that he's the greatest human being. Never met.
You built this guy up. You never even talked to him.
Doesn't even matter.
You felt him up or you built him up?
No, I've like built this guy up.
I was like, you felt up a Romanian?
Not yet, no. But it's like, he's got to be the greatest guy in the world. Because no, who fucking
knows a guy? Could be a chick.
Yeah.
It's Romania. There's no women in Romania. They're all here.
Do you not watch Dateline NBC?
Yeah, they're all here. All the women come here.
It's always, you think it's a dude or it's a chick. It's like a hot chick or some creepy fat guy like Dustin. Just fucking rubbing, taking a shirt.
Just doing butter, stick butter on his chest.
Rubbing dub dub. Yeah.
That's basically the next 59 minutes of this podcast.
Kind of.
Andy moved to White Center. Didn't work out so well.
No, it was a terrible experience.
Told us about it.
Yep, and that's this whole podcast. Andy's terrible Vietnam-esque stories of White Center.
Probably going to be the next podcast.
Yeah. Only I don't think the next one's going to have Justin.
No.
Dun, dun, dun.
What?
Going?
Yeah, I got to leave. I got a family dinner thing.
Yeah.
That's why he's all dressed all nice.
Who's family?
My family.
Your family?
My second
family. See? That's what I said!
Your family don't even fucking like you! You're a liar!
Thank you!
Right, dude.
Thank you!
That's like saying my dad wants to hang out with me. Bullshit!
You know,
game
on.
Game on.
Alright.
And he's the one motherfucker you don't get on his ass about it.
Nope. Get on his ass? Nope. He's doing whatever the fuck he wants. I have lived with the guy. I respect the evil of Andy.
Everybody. He's brand new. Chris just rides there.
Because
ass.
All they do when they do the game on or car, they're like, game on? Or game on? I'm like, put some fucking feeling into it.
Well, it's not Jacob doesn't
game on, motherfucker!
No, you just gotta have some oomph in it. But yours was like,
playing
game
D&D,
on.
Motherfucker! Game on! Ooh! Oh, oh, oh! You excited, Justin?
What time?
Game time!
Boom! No,
4:30.
It's not for the Jets.
What time is it?
Yeah. Boardwalk.
Ooh, we got a half hour. I got
20 minutes. We don't care. Yeah. I was gonna put it with the fucking ET lot anyway, so.
No, because the ET cartridge is sold for like $800,000.
All 800 of them?
Yeah. Someone bought the entire lot.
Would it be creepy if someone took that whole entire lot of E.T., games and formed it into an E.T. statue.
That's what I think the guy's probably going to do.
And just stuck it on your front lawn.
I would cry.
Pointing at your house?
Melted. Mm. Melted. I would be the only person with a flamethrower and it would be melted.
It just melted down.
Big old heap of plastic and chips.
That's
your
one power, you get
one time. Just like, come on! It's like, you could have saved somebody, but that scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
That'd be the greatest practical joke ever.
Spend $8,000. We did this to scare our friend. Of all the, you could have donated to UNICEF, or I could have scared the fuck out of my friend. I mean, do you see the problem?
That's also one of those jokes that goes bad real quick. Like over in Seattle, when those girls like put swastikas on the door in syrup, but it washes off, so it's not a hate crime. And that was like a year or two ago.
That was a couple years ago.
But that's like the
and
whole.
And then John Lovitz got involved and shit.
But it's like the whole thing where
is
you're
he
like
gay in real life. I just feel like he's probably seen one up close a time or two.
He could be just he's probably goes both sides
with his acting talent.
If you lived in New York, you've probably seen a couple up close.
Yeah.
But that or in Seattle.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
The fucking homeless in White Center. Oh man. Something else there. I swear to God, one lady's vagina was made of Velcro, dude. So
No!
Why would you put that fucking away, dude?
What? So angry.
It's like a brown snapper. It's not even a red snapper, dude. It's a color dye. Jesus Christ.
So like angler fish bottom of the ocean.
Oh, dude, like a Zulu came out of there.
Shit.
Yeah.
The Dark Lord's like, terrible, help me.
The green little stench that comes out.
Oh, God, dude.
Homer Simpson style.
Dude, I was in White Center for 2 weeks.
Right?
I was flipping the homeless so much shit. Because they're everywhere. I mean, they're fucking everywhere. You can't even walk down the street with one.
It's not a phrase you say every day. I was flipping the homeless so much shit.
these little Korean guy, man.
This little tiny Korean would always walk by me, dude, and he had a big fat cigar he'd be smoking on. Like, Mark, you got any spare change, sir? Every day I would tell him, no. Right? 5 days in a row of me telling him no, the fifth day, I'm like, you fucking ask me again? I'm going to knock you the fuck out. You never ask me again, dude. Right? So we'd be walking down the street, four of us. Here's a little Korean guy, he sees me, puts his head down. I walk past him, the very last guy, he like goes to look up to ask him for change. I was trying to look at
Korean
him.
Korean guy
like,
knocks his hand down.
He's just like, oh, never mind.
He's like, I don't need no change, I'm good today.
Okay,
I'm
good. I lived in front of this thing called Marv's Broiler. Is this shit on yet?
Yeah,
it's on.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's always recording.
God, that's kind of scary.
No, that's the best part. No,
yeah,
once
like
it's
the
on,
fucking dirtiest, it just goes.
So, like, yeah. I lived across the street from this thing called Marv's Broiler. Now, if you look up Marv's Broiler on fucking Yelp, it has a 5-star rating.
How the fuck does it have a 5? It looks.
What
like,
are you making there?
It looks like a burn victim served alcohol out of it. It's
fucking
bad.
Fucking ghoul from Fallout.
It's fucking terrible, dude. If you want cocaine, fat strippers, hookers, ugly black chicks,
that's
you go to Marv's Broiler,
fucking stars, man. That's awesome.
It's like, yeah, if you want like a bad stomach ache from eating a cheeseburger, you go to Marv's Broiler.
Like Keith Maron in the fucking From Dusk Till Dawn. We
yeah.
got white pussy. We got black pussy.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much.
Good pussy,
so,
dirty
Marv's
pussy, dry pussy, wet pussy.
Yeah, that's
if
not even required, man.
That's why it's got 5 stars. 5 stars, zero standard.
Like the radio. Right now on Yelp and looked up Marv's Broiler, White Center, people are like, the food's decent and the people are friendly. I'm like, when the fuck did you go in there and the people were friendly?
Like the day you moved in, it's
friendly, dude. Yeah, so like, there'd always be some fucking weirdo hanging out on the porch of Marv's, because it doesn't open till noon.
Yeah.
So every tweaker in White Center just kicked it on the porch, because that's what you do.
Quite
and
well.
Across the, it must have been like a car hop.
Hmm?
Place at one point, but
yeah.
it's been like an A&W or something.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
it's a dive bar.
See, I thought it was just like a shelter.
It seems like it. It seems
like
it.
I was like, maybe he just works across the street from a shelter.
No, like tweakers would go over there and fucking smoke crack and fucking shoot up and then wave at you.
You have a job, but you're fucking a human being.
I saw a lot of videos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So there's this one. Did you see the video of the guy playing catch by himself?
Yeah.
No, that guy wanted to fucking kill me by the time we left White Center.
What the fuck?
So he would go out in the parking lot because Marv's Broiler had this huge parking lot, and he'd either have a frisbee or a football.
Yeah.
Okay?
Just throw it, and then you're wearing
it. Yeah. It's like playing catch with your dog, but you don't have a dog.
He doesn't have a dog, so he'd throw it over there, and he'd be like, yeah! And then run over there and pick it up.
Right, did he actually go, yeah?
Yeah, every time he's like, yeah.
I don't know.
He's like, get that dog out of midair.
I
yeah.
don't know if that is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Or the funniest or fucking thing.
The funniest thing, or the, just the most disturbingly uncomfortable thing I've
ever heard. Because the mental image,
monkey, dude. It's like as long as you play, climb up there and get it. Like,
it's like depending on the music you put with that, like if you did Everybody Hurts, it would be the saddest thing you've ever seen.
Everybody you put walking
hurts. And he's like, yeah, and he slow runs to it.
So okay, one night I went to the dollar store, bought 5 laser pointers because they're $1. And
why not? Right?
That's fun by itself.
Yeah.
So we'd sit.
That was and like money like cost a fortune.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I seen one at a gas station for like $10.99 for the same dollar store laser pointer I got. I was like, because
They put a dog on it. They go, it's a pet toy, $30, and you're like, you rich piece of shit.
Yeah. So the same dude,
mouse for the kids.
The same dude that would fucking play catch with himself. I had a laser pointer one night. And I'm sitting out in front of fucking. We'd sit, so the way it was set up, weed shop, Asian massage parlor, smoke shop.
So classy.
Very classy.
Yeah.
And then there's porn shops down this other way.
Yeah, well, yeah, you don't want them near you. Yeah. That's just right.
Actually, we had 2 porn shops on the side of us. One was Your Pleasure Video. I'll tell you about that experience in a minute.
Did they have the spank rooms?
They did. I took a handicapped kid there. I'll tell you all about it. I'm not even lying.
I missed you, Andy.
Oh my god.
Okay, so like, before I get back to the laser pointer, so that same dude that's playing catch by himself,
yeah,
he comes walking down the street at night, and we're still sitting out front smoking hookah. I got my laser pointer. I'm falling on his head. He wears glasses, by the way, too. So I'm able to shine it right in the corner of his glasses where it shines right back into his eyes. Yeah, and he's like walking, he's like, like looking around, like, what the fuck is going on? Right? Gets all the way to Marv. He gets all the way to Marv. I shine the laser right on the door, hits him in the face. He's like looking around, he's like, what the fuck? What the fuck is going on? He's getting hella pissed, right? I follow him with the laser through Marv's because there's a big window on the side. It goes all the way out to the back smoking thing, and I'm following him. He's like going like this. He's like slapping his face, like, getting pissed. He's sitting out back, Now in the back in the smoking area, it's all white and it has this one square where they forgot to patch it. So you can see back there, right?
Yeah.
Shining it right in this hole. And this guy finally sees me. He looks over the fence. He's like, hey, fuck you, man.
God, get you know he's so riled
he's
up.
Pissed off, dude. And when he leaves, I'm still shining on his
body. I got shit to do, motherfucker.
So one, I'm proud of you for doing that because that's awesome. And two, when did the dollar store, you know, laser pointers get that strong?
I don't know, man. I shoot that shit down 2 blocks. Like the dudes at the other bar down there?
You're like, it's a dollar store.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
They can't go that far. Holy shit.
It comes out like a laser. You just go.
Like knocking flames out of the sky.
And you're like, holy shit. Like, my bad. Oh.
Should have done this tape all 5 together in this.
5-point stars.
Do the 3 and do the Predator shit.
Yeah, do the Predator shit. Crank
like,
the phone
guy,
on the speaker.
The guy that owned the smoke shop, he's Arabian. His name's Safe. Right? Yeah, it's a weird fucking name, but he's cool as shit, but he'd always tell me, you don't do that in front of my shop. Get out of here with that. So I just go down a chair. Shine it, as long as it wasn't directly in front of a shop, but sit in front of the Asian spank house and just...
Okay, you gotta tell me how you did the whole handicap.
Now watch Andy take something that was initially the most disturbing thing you've ever heard, and he's gonna turn it to a saint.
He's gonna be a fucking...
Watch.
And the bubble smoke just... Oh, all right, yeah.
Check
it
out. So next
like
to the smoke shop, there was a tattoo shop, okay? And those guys are pretty cool. Tattooers and piercers and shit.
The guy
owned it, his name was John. He's a drummer. He's pretty cool. You probably like him. He had a son named Alex. Alex was 18, mentally 8.
Oh, that's the guy you were telling me about.
Yeah.
Way over
okay.
Here.
So we're sitting outside one day at White Center, and this is fucking weird, too. We're sitting out there chilling, and we see this pinball machine coming down the street in this truck. And I was like, where the fuck is that going to go? It goes in the porn shop, right?
Alex there's someone driving the truck,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. No, it's a ghost truck.
Make sure.
It doesn't work. It doesn't, those don't work on him.
No, he used to work on him.
Yeah, and now he just goes, you're fucking stupid.
Yeah. So like,
you have much to learn.
I need to absorb his energy.
Fucking Justin used to just drive him up the
fucking
wall.
Yeah, I
same way.
I'm not even lying.
You need to teach me some things, man.
No, they're just giving the aqua jokes. We'll talk about that later. But, so Alex is sitting there, he's like, wow, the pinball machine is going in the porn shop? I'm like, yeah, you ever been in that porn shop? He's like, I've never been in a porn shop.
Well, you kind of have to.
I was like, Alex, you're 18, right? He's like, yeah. I was like, we're going to go tomorrow. When they open, we'll go, and there's no one in there, the creepy fucks.
Yeah.
Side note, there's this creepy old fucking man that would go to the porn shop. We call him Googly Eyes, okay?
Googly Eyes.
He would fucking sit in his nice Bentley across the street from the porn shop, and he would only go in there when no one else was in there. So there'd be times he'd be sitting out front of our shop for 5 or 6 hours waiting to go in there. If he went in there and someone came in behind him, he'd fucking dip out and run away.
and go back into his car and
that's
just wait.
So
that's
weird.
Creepy as fuck.
You're so
weird. You don't have to go into that porn shop.
Especially if you're going to White Center,
yeah.
I know where the fuck you're going, dude.
Yeah.
You're gonna go rub one out for 3 minutes.
Do it at home. Go to the bathroom.
Fuck. So the way the porn shop was
internet
set up,
exists.
It was
yeah,
there was,
really internet. It's
there was
$0.
Like one porn shop here, and it was like magazines, dildos.
Yeah,
like
regular
hype,
shit.
You know,
yeah,
right?
Nothing.
And
bad.
The one next door had like videos galore.
Yeah.
Your choice video. So I tell Alex, we'll
all
go into
open.
This porn shop, bro. But there's a couple things we got to talk about before we go in there. One, if you see something out of the ordinary, I can't have you freaking the fuck out, okay?
It'll blow
I
your
don't
mind.
Need you doing that because it's bad enough you're handicapped and I'm taking you in this fucking porn shop. That's probably bad on a lot of levels.
Yeah.
So I take him into the porn shop, okay? This is the same porn shop that has the spank bank in it, all right?
Okay.
And he doesn't even know what the fuck that is.
Oh,
so
man.
We go in there and he's looking around.
The
and
spank
he's,
bank or touching himself?
Both, probably.
A little bit of me.
So going in the porn shop, he sees that fucking pinball machine. You think, for a porn shop, that's the cleanest fucking pinball machine I've ever seen in my life, dude.
Well, it was delivered
yeah,
like, what, a week?
Up.
Yeah, yeah. No one's playing that.
Yeah. Buttons are stupid. It's the only thing you can black light to with nuts.
Yeah. Like, even Tiger Woods wouldn't touch this fucking
yeah.
thing, dude. It's gross.
Unless it was Elvira, man.
Yeah, it was some fucking nat. Who puts a NASCAR pinball machine in a porn shop?
Again, like you would do Elvira, you know, Mistress of Monster
yeah.
on that.
Yeah, it's like,
right on the fucking back porch. All clean.
I'm pretty sure
yeah.
they have porn, you know, pinball machines.
Yeah, but it's not classy, though.
Yeah. Classy NASCAR, you know?
Yeah.
You beat your sister.
Yeah.
You get in the hole where the
or you fuck your sister who is your wife
yeah,
and you're still
yeah,
beat her.
Whatever.
You know, NASCAR.
NASCAR
back
style.
Back to
yeah.
the cotton
that bitch loves a figure eight.
I wrecked her. You should have seen it. It was fired.
All 92 laps on that bitch.
We only took left turns.
Yep, only left turns.
Only had to pull out for gas once.
Every time we see NASCAR now, it's going to be like, nope, that's
yeah,
not
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
that's
yep. So, okay, so I take Alex in this porn shop. He's looking around, and he's like, that's not really that exciting. I thought it would be a lot more.
Nope.
Then something catches Alex's eye out of the corner of his eye. And I already seen it, and I was like, fuck. I hope he doesn't say anything. He goes, what the fuck is that?
Hold on.
Guess.
Right. Was it, was it a giant fucking dildo, like...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it's
I can tell you something gross about that, though.
Gross?
One of those 50 dildos.
In a sense.
Yeah.
Justin?
What are they called? The flash sticks?
Oh, you mean the fleshlight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got some
full of shit right here.
Just one.
I'm going to say a...
That or
anal beads. No, it's going to be the whole mold of an ass.
Hmm.
What was it?
It was a prosthetic arm made into a fist.
Yeah.
But it was like a buff arm, okay? Like, the motherfucker been working out, and it had a suction cup on the elbow.
What
the fuck? Alex is like, what?
On the table.
Or the wall.
Yeah.
And Alex is like, so what is that for? I was like...
Arm wrestling.
I was like, check it out, bro. I was like, you see the suction cup on there? And he's like, yeah. I was like, you can either stick it on the ground or you can put it against the wall. He's like, for what? I was like, fist bumps, man. You just
fist
bumps. Like,
you need a fist bump.
Oh, he's like,
adorable.
Really? I was like, no, you lube your ass up or this thing and you just slide down on it like a fucking push-up popsicle, dude. And he's just like, you can just see him, his face. He's like, what the fuck? Who does this? Right? So he turns around thinking he's leaving and he walks into this room and it sounds exactly like how it sounds when you walk into a fucking movie theater.
Oh!
Right?
No!
He's like, why am I sticky? I was like, your shoes are sticky. You per se aren't sticky. And he's
like
what? Like
fucking Hollywood out.
Yeah, he's like, what's
spring?
With all these fucking booths and shit? I was like, you pay $3 to $5. I'm not 100% on the price. And you get like 1 to 2 hours of porn and you just watch it and rub one out. He's like, what's rub one out? I was like, when you put your hand on your dick and rub it back and forth real fast? I was like, that's rubbing one out. He's like, then what? I was like, you clean up your mess and you fucking leave. It's simple. The sign says it right there. No messes. Clean up after yourself.
No,
real simple.
But what's great, though, is it shows where he's supposed to be developmentally disabled, right? But he totally has the most practical view towards it. Like, wait. So you're telling me some motherfucker walks in here, starts touching himself essentially in public,
Bodily fluids come out.
You clean up and you go home, but he's the one with mental issues.
Yeah.
Like, You're like, all totally fucking socially normal, but and he's like, and you can just see, I you know, like even with Liz at times, you explain something to her, and it's
oh
like,
my God.
So that's what normal people do, and you're like, you know, when you say it out loud, like, no, it's pretty fucking stupid.
I want to kind of make Liz look dumber. I don't know if you can do that, reverse stupid, but fucking,
this is a great day.
It's fucking great. Terrible, dude.
You were afraid.
I wasn't afraid. You thought I was going to be afraid.
So at this porn shop, fucking, you sit in a weed shop, you see some shit all day, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know if you know what Reese looks like. Just imagine Fat Albert White, okay?
Honestly, that is a fair description.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Fat Albert White. Yeah. Sorry, Reese, if you missed
that. Not change it. No, he doesn't.
Fuck you.
But he doesn't. Are they moving?
I don't fucking care.
Because they have their truck, because they don't know
they
how to park.
They always look like they're moving, dude.
They always do.
Because you live in Hilliard. It's like, you can't tell if they got evicted or if they're fucking moving. You don't know.
Where their trucks parked, they have as you've been over there, there's this thing called the side of the street, right? Like, you got your sidewalk, you got the road, you park.
Yeah.
Doesn't. They have no other vehicle. They just park in their yard. And they have a big old 1980s
like
Suburban.
It's less than he has to walk.
Yeah. So it basically is. It's less walking distance. And they park it, basically, so all you gotta do is open the door and walk
just
up
roll
your steps
out.
To your
you
house.
Just open the door and just roll
it
on.
Literally,
the
literally, it cuts the walk to the house in half at the very least.
Why buy a house with a driveway right next to
the but it's
door.
So fucking lazy, though.
He doesn't have a driveway.
Shit. Everybody else parks on the street.
Yeah.
Their truck is no wider than anybody else's, but they're just on their yard.
Wow.
And it's like, really? You got
to live over by you?
Like, four houses down.
Really?
Yeah.
Literally, can smell his bacon nest.
But he's not allowed to come over.
Oh, Reese is awake.
No, but he's not. He's not allowed to come over, though, because I'm friends with Andy, and Andy and I...
We're smart.
But what's the thing? I'm trying to think of a nice way to... Not everybody who lives with Reese is a fan of Andy or a friend of myself.
Yeah.
Is that being fair without...
That's being fair,
names?
Yeah.
Yeah. They are not fans of us. Like WrestleMania when we were there and I said, hey, quit being a bitch because of your bitch and watch WrestleMania like a man... He can't come over.
That was awesome.
So
he wasn't allowed to come over to watch WrestleMania. Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, we were, like, joking at first, and then...
And it got real serious.
And then it got real, because we were like, dude, fucking for real.
Shit got mad real world.
Yeah, real world mad.
He really wanted to watch it.
He opened the door, and he's like, hey, I'm going to go over to the guys. No, if Andy's there, man, and he just heard it. That's exactly what she said.
That's all I heard.
Yeah. Yeah, and she does her dactyl call, and he just, boom.
His fucking dick went back inside his penis, inside his body, like
inside,
a fucking...
And the balls reascended, and he just
like putting a car in the garage, just throw it away.
Yep. And it was like, it's WrestleMania, it's 3 hours, and we're hanging out eating hot dogs and burgers.
I'm sure if it was like, hey, Reese, you want to come over and watch figure skating?
They didn't want to be
a nice faggot, and then he probably would have come skipping over like a hot dog.
Well, I thought when we started cooking outside, you know, the down
there. You would figure, if the wind was going the other way, you'd be like, I'm going over there for the hamburger today.
Reese's asshole gets excited when he smells hot dogs.
Yeah.
Hot dog?
Yeah.
Pucker in his
dick. He's like, I'm ready, boss!
You don't just shove him up there.
Yeah. He totally Cartmans it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I beat the food challenge.
Yeah. He can put it the other way.
I used to get grossed out by watching him eat chicken wings at Flamin' Joe's.
Eating requires chewing. Did he
mouth
eat?
Probably.
It's kind of like a St. Bernard just eating Jell-O. Just like,
you just see all over
just
the
like,
face.
He takes the whole chicken wing, dips it in a whole bottle of ranch, pulls out. Oh. There's the bowl. He's like, you're going to be fucking awesome in prison, bro.
It's like, you ain't going to die if that's a plus.
Fuck, you have the biggest tits.
You're going to be somebody's bottom, bitch.
Put that shit together.
Oh, man. Little sandwich action.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Just be glad you're not on the receiving end of that.
Yeah. So, back to this fat bitch. So, there's this big old huge, like I said, size of Fat Albert, only white.
Yeah.
She's got on spandex, Which I didn't know they came that big.
They don't, but
they don't, because there are two colors sewed together to hold all of her masks together, okay?
There
they didn't have a bag big enough for the fucking thing she bought in there. It looked like a goddamn elephant rifle. It's come walk out in this brown paper bag around the thing. It's like bending on both ends. It's like ring, ring, ring. I'm just like, what the fuck is in that thing, dude? A cannon? Oh, it's fucking gross.
That fucking
it's like one of those giant pool noodles.
Mm. Yeah, it could have been, but it had a dick tip.
Terrible.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
No balls, but you know, who knows? Fucking nuts, dude. Scary shit down there in White Center, man.
That's great.
So there was this other Muslim guy that was Safe's cousin, I think. His name's Musa. Now, he's one of them black
was
dudes.
Was it Caution?
No, he's one of them black dudes that went in a hardcore-ass Crip thug and came out hardcore Muslim. You know, like the ones
yeah.
scary ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They come up, they killed
the hair
to get in, and then they killed there.
Yeah.
So,
he was pretty cool. I didn't get on his bad side, so he's cool to me, right?
Yeah, you don't get on
you
guy
don't
like
get
that.
On him. Yeah. I felt like I sat in front of me and ate a plate of bacon or anything.
You don't become the next teardrop.
Yeah, exactly. So we're all sitting outside smoking hookah one day, and this fucking tweaker walks up on Musa, and he's like, what are you smoking out of that weed? He's like, no, I'm smoking crack. Like, just fucking with him. He's like,
oh well, let me get a hit.
He's
on
like,
that.
Oh, you got crack? And he's like, yeah, you got some meth? Just fucking with him, and he's like, the homeless guy's like, I don't smoke meth. And I was like, you could have fucking fooled me, but, you know, your teeth say different. You know?
Well, not anymore.
So, like, he starts talking shit, right? And he looks at Moose, he's like, you got a dick? And Moose is like, what the fuck? And hops up, he's like, I'll kick your fucking ass. Get the fuck out of here, dude, right? So instead of being, like, a normal person just leaving, this homeless piece of shit, sorry, he's homeless, and he's a piece of shit, and he stands, like, right on the outside of the curb, so, like, on the street, so he's not on the property, right? Okay. So he can stand there and just run his fucking mouth.
Yep.
And I'm sitting there for 15 minutes, and I say a fucking word to him. It was weird.
How is that even possible?
I think I was really high or something.
Okay. Like, I've known you for a very long time.
He doesn't have to.
No. There are many times Andy doesn't have to do anything.
No.
But Andy does do those things. I've been there. I have lived with him. He will play a game just to talk shit because he's bored.
I'm fully aware of this.
So do not say
that we're going to have him the benefit of the doubt in this.
What was I fucking talking about?
You were talking about scary big black guy.
So, you know, this guy's white. This homeless dude, he's white, right? And he's fucking... I get to the point where I'm tired of him running his fucking mouth. I'm sick of it. I just hop up out of my chair. I'm like, get the fuck out of here, dude, or I'm going to kick your fucking ass. As I start walking towards him, he starts calling me fat boy. He's like, I'm going to fuck you up, fat boy. I said, okay. So I start walking towards him, and he starts walking off, right? Mm-hmm. So he gets across the street, and he's like, I'm going to go get my son, and he's going to come back here and kick your ass. I was like, go
fat
get her.
Boy.
You go get your son.
Go get her.
He's like, I will get my son. I was like, get her. Bring her here. And he's like, it's a fucking boy.
That had to be driving him out the fucking
wall. He's a bitch. And then, so he gets across the street, and I... step like I'm going to run, he takes off, right?
Yeah.
So I don't see him for 25 whole minutes. He comes down the other side of the street, the opposite direction, and he starts talking shit again.
Starts
talking shit again. I'm like, dude, get the fuck out of here. I hate you, right? Call me fat boy again. Ooh. I go to chase him. He runs off like always.
Yeah.
So I don't see him for like 2 or 3 weeks, right? Me and Camille are over at the fucking taco truck. Here comes dude. Comes walking, he's like, hey, you got a light? I was like, nah, man, I don't smoke. He's like, I'm getting real fucking sick and tired of your attitude. I was like, what?
Whoa.
What the fuck?
That would just escalate really quickly.
I was like, okay, whatever. I'm just
0-10, like, no class.
He's my tacos, chilling.
Yeah.
And he goes over by, like, he's got, like, all these other people with him. I think they're with him. There's, like, 10 people. He's like, what's up now? You want to fight now? I'm like, fuck you. Right? I'm pissed.
Yeah.
I have to go home and put my fucking shoes on now. Because I'm going to stomp this fucking
cannon. I was wearing my house shit.
I was wearing the sandals. Now I got to put on the shoes because I want to beat the fuck out of this guy, right? So I go back to the shop. I drop my food off. I put my shoes on. And I grab this Mexican dude. His name's Chaggy. I know. Chaggy?
Of everything you've already
Chaggy
told us,
Chaggy
Q-Dope. That's the least surprising thing.
Yeah. He had real teeth. And he could open his mouth all the way, but it always sounded like he had a mouthful of marbles. I was like, I get it, you're from Texas, but talk like you're from fucking Washington
like
for
something.
5 minutes.
Like,
dude.
Pick up some level of accent.
Can you say pickle clearly? Just say pickle one time, motherfucker. Jesus. That's how it sounded every time. But I grabbed him. I said, hey, will you come with me? If I see this guy and his friends jump in, I need someone to get my back. He's like, yeah, sure. So we go walking. Who comes around the corner by himself? Dipshit. All alone. He's like, oh, I don't want any trouble. I was like, too late, motherfucker. Came to find you.
Put my shoes on.
I was like, my shoes on. I'm beating your ass. And I grabbed him by his backpack, and he fucking weaseled his way out, and he took off. I ran after him.
Free backpack.
I ran after him. Yes. I ran 3 whole city blocks without stopping.
Wow.
If I was 10 pounds lighter, I would have caught that fool and ripped his fucking head off, dude. Real shit.
I've never heard you say... At any point in our friendship, I ran 3 blocks.
Like, that's some Dr. Seuss shit. I ran 3 blocks, killed a motherfucker.
Yeah, he got away, but I was ready to kick his ass, right? So, I don't see him for a while, and there was a gas station, like, a block away, and I only went there at night, but you had to, like, look outside and make sure no one was out there after 11, because Whiteside was rough, man. So, like, I'm going to the gas station, I go inside, come out. Guess who I see when I come out? Dipshit. I don't know his name. I just call him Dipshit, right?
Dipshit's a good name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now he has...
Did you search his backpack? Like,
I should.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you get anything
out of him? I never got anything out of him.
Did you throw it when you were done running?
No, he still had it on him, but like I was chasing him down the street like, you motherfucker, you're going to die! I'm going to die too, but you're dead!
You just know that all your math, like if he stops abruptly, you just plow.
Yeah, I was just like, man, just stop for 2 seconds and look behind you so I can just... get you one time. He just kept going for his dumb. Jenna! Fucking
run, damn shit, run!
And this fucking retard ass is gone, dude. So, yeah.
So you were at the gas station.
I was the gas station, yeah. So I go to the gas station. I'm coming back out. There's Dipshit. Now he's got a friend with him. This guy's carrying a metal chair, and Dipshit has a fucking metal bat.
Wow, that escalated quickly.
Yeah, right? I walk out of the store, and he's standing there with his bat. And I said, what the fuck are you going to do with that? And he's like, oh, it's for protection. I was like, why'd your friend bring a chair? Is he going to sit down and watch you get your ass beat?
I love you.
Honestly, in a situation, if any of us were in that situation and that's the response, like if we're the guy, like I have a bat, he has a chair,
well, my fat
motherfucker says that, that's when you kind of think about it. You go, fuck, is this guy that confident that I'm going to get my ass whooped so bad? And my friend's going to go, yeah.
Yep.
Like, definitely, like, I've kind of reconsidered all of my life choices up to here.
So I went back to the house, I grabbed that Cheggy dude again,
sober,
and
shit.
We fucking went looking for him at 3 o'clock in the morning, dude. I was ready to kill him. I never found him, and I only seen him one other time, but he would not look even towards our shop when he walked by. Head down and, like, fucking get right past him, and he'd look up at me, like, have to stretch his neck and look around again. He's so scared, like, they ain't coming, are they? Okay, good, they're not coming. Whew. Yeah, it was fucking... some terrorizers. This is a psycho. And then we had names for like all the homeless people because there's so many of them. And there's one chick, her name was Coco, and she was batshit insane. Like, I'm out at 3 o'clock in the morning looking for that weirdo, and this bitch is standing on the corner barking at a sign. I'm like, is anyone else? No one?
And everyone else is just,
no?
So anyway.
Okay. She's just out there, and she walks up, she's like,
what the fuck?
I was like, Camille, get inside now. That's creepy.
You don't want to pee on you in marker territory.
Then there's this other guy we call the Patient Zero.
You never want to call anyone Zero.
He looked like a white Snoop Dogg, okay? He had...
So about a buck 50.
Yeah, he at one point might have had dreads, but now they're all out, fucking raggedy as shit. He had pants that he would sag his pants over those pants. So he had like 3 pairs of pants on, and each one was sagging off the other one, like layers. And he'd just be walking around.
I mean, if it's cold, I get it.
Jacked out all the time, dude. Fucking eating out of the garbage can and shit. And then one time, I watched him drink a whole...
Oh, God.
It was mine. I watched him do it.
What?
There's a red garbage can across the street. Oh, I had to tell you about the crawfish house.
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Sponsoring this podcast is Flaming Joe.
instead of thinking I'll kill you.
Yeah. It's not in White Center.
Yeah.
On the Vision.
On the Vision with and one in the Valley. We have 26 sauces, 22 beers on tap. And by the time this one posts, we'll be well into the football season. So come on in on Sundays. We're doing breakfast. It's like 2 weeks into the game. Right,
no,
for Sundays.
It'll be week 2, yeah.
It'll be about a week.
So we'll have like a Bloody Mary bar. And we'll have a buffet style for breakfast. Come on in the morning. We open at 9. Bring your friends. Bring your family. We have little VIP passes. You buy them for $5, and you get 20% off your meal every time you come in. So it's a pretty good solid deal.
I won't be there. Don't worry. I'm not allowed in there.
Yeah, you are. As long as you bring Riddick back in,
I just pretend
everybody
that
can go.
I just pretend I'm not allowed in there, so I don't go there.
That's fair.
Kessler wants the DVDs back.
Tell Kessler to go. You listening?
Yes.
Yes, he listens.
He actually pays for the podcast.
Yeah, pays for the podcast.
I'm on your motherfucking podcast.
You brought him.
Yeah, I know.
I love those Riddick DVDs. I don't even know where the fuck they're at.
You watch that cartoon in between Pitch Black and Riddick?
Is there?
Yeah, there's like a cartoon that kind of bridges the two.
It's all heavy metal level of violent too. Where you're like, where it's like you watch it, you're like, no kid should be allowed to watch
it's
this.
It's really good.
Cartoon.
Yeah, it's a kid's cartoon.
It's honestly probably better than the movies because they're able to they make Vin Diesel emote more.
Things. No, I don't hate Kessler. I thought he was cool, man. I don't hate him.
No, I'm saying Vin Diesel.
Oh, Vin Diesel's a douche. Yeah. All 5 feet of him.
Although he can play a talking tree really well.
Anyone.
His two best roles are a talking tree.
I can go get you two
words.
Retards from White Center right now to do that job, dude.
We did that and Iron Giant. That was well. Everything else was disappointing.
Iron
great. Fucking Iron Giant's tits, though.
Wasn't that his, like, very
first
role?
Yeah, how hard that role was for him. Here's $500,000, you
fucking retard. I was listening to a podcast, and they were talking about Vin Diesel on that. And
how it's made.
No, they're not going to make it.
Again. No, it was. It was on how does this get made. And they were talking about, he goes, so when you're saying the lines, just he's like, you know, rock, tree, you know, and he's doing it. He goes, no, try it again. He's like, all right. Rock, tree. He goes exactly the same way. And the director just goes, it's fine. We'll just go with it. It's like, let's find the most stiff actor who cannot act. And be that dry and fail at being a dry robot with no emotion.
I like it when they put him in movies with, like, another guy that's, like, 2 feet taller than
him. Knows full well taller.
And they, like, put him at an angle and they're both looking eye to eye, but no reality. Like,
oh, they got the fucking soapbox they do, like, with Tom Cruise. They do the same thing with Robert Downey Jr.
Yes, with Vin Diesel.
Yeah,
Robert Downey Jr. has to wear heels. Because he's like 5'6", and Chris Evans is like 6'2". And so when they're standing, like, eye to eye, he's got, like, thick fucking heels.
I mean, they're fucking robot heels.
And the whole time in the back of his mind, all I could think about is getting wasted, just drunk, shit-faced.
He's like, I got 2 more of these movies, and no one's going to hear from me
ever again. Funny how, like, isn't Iron Man, like, an alcoholic? In the
That's what makes it work, though, is that he's a raging alcoholic.
Yeah, and then Robert Downey Jr., wasn't he, like, a raging alcoholic?
Yeah, that's why, that's how
he
worked so well
out of Hollywood.
That's what made it work, though, where it's like he was the character.
When fucking actors get caught with drugs and they try to come back and...
Yeah, Charlie Sheen-ish.
No. What's that dude's name? Have you seen Hot Tub Time Machine 2?
Yes.
On the choosy doozy guy? Christian Slater.
Yes!
That guy needs to die. He's fucking been fucking sucking in water for years, dude.
Yeah. He tries to do that obligatory, like...
He sounds the same in every fucking movie.
But he tries to do the role where it's like, oh, holy shit, it's that guy.
And look, it's Christian Slater, great.
Yeah.
Did you ever see his movie, Open Water? Yeah, neither did anybody else. Yeah.
Hey, everybody, it's Mark Hamill.
Yeah. It's like that, yeah. Or fucking... Oh, what's the other one that did with... like with Michael Keaton. Didn't act a lot, but then he did the other guys, like... Holy shit, it's Michael Keaton.
Fucking Keaton.
And he's amazing, and you're like, holy shit, where have you been? And he's like,
put my
I just lived up that day, buddy.
Didn't Charlie Sheen, I'm not sure, what was it?
Charlie Sheen did that.
Okay, yeah. But what's the guy from the Community? The old guy.
Chevy Chase.
Didn't he get kicked out of that?
He gets kicked out of everything.
Because he's like a big
fucking
drunk.
Super douche.
Yeah.
Although one of the best episodes of Community is when they did Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dungeons and Dragons episode is fucking tits.
Yeah.
That would make me want to play Dungeons and Dragons. The level of intensity.
Are you still playing D&D on Monday nights, Justin?
Yep.
Actually, we took a break.
They took a break.
But we're going to do the Star Wars campaign instead now.
Oh, that's cute.
Yep. That's why you would show up when still mad because we won't invite you.
No, I'm not mad because you won't invite me. I'm still mad when I call you guys friends and you're acting out fucking scenes.
Fucking drop it over.
Wow.
He dropped the guitar. I didn't drop the guitar.
The black guitar?
No.
Which one?
Guitar.
The brown one.
The one that was like hang open forks?
The one that you fucking dropped.
Is there a pick inside there? Is that like the family guy where
he's
him and fucking Quagmire singing and the pick falls and he's like, I'll get it!
Yeah.
No, Jack keeps putting shit in that one.
Are you literally going to fart in this booth the whole time we're recording? What are you talking about? Run that back.
I actually stopped watching Family Guy as my nighttime. Like, looking like yeah, Netflix, right? One, you're fucking stupid, you pompous ass. Two, like, get the fuck over yourself. For fucking real. Family Guy is a stupid show.
Why the fuck am I even sitting there?
See? See?
Adam West non-liking motherfucker.
I don't like Adam West. He's fucking lame, ass.
You fucking podcast.
No. What the fuck?
Wait.
You hold me back. Hold me back. I'm not going to give up right here.
I'm not going to do it.
Oh, patty flip. You got too many patty flips. What the fuck? You got like udders now. What happened? I lost 100 pounds and I gave it to you. What happened, dude?
That's Sam. You got a double quarter pounder. That ain't no patty.
You excited for football?
Oh, fuck yeah.
You gonna light a candle on 9/11 to remember your team?
Fucking love you.
Oh, I miss you so much.
J-E-T-S. Ain't going fucking nowhere.
I was worried you didn't go with the whole, like, the Jets when they hit the building had a better year than you did.
Yeah, but, you know, we still did better in preseason. In the regular season.
I thought preseason didn't matter, though.
Preseason doesn't matter.
But I thought it didn't matter, so why break it up?
Do you have Michael Vick now?
No,
they got rid of the dog guy. He's on the Steelers.
He went to
the Steelers, and they would rather have a rapist than a dog kid.
Well, they already have a rapist.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but they didn't do anything about it. They would just rather have a guy who raped dogs than a guy.
Did Tebow just get released from the Eagles?
He did. Did you watch him play? No. I would play better than Tebow, and that's saying some shit. Like, that's saying some
real. Tebow could be catching a fucking football.
He threw one where, like, you watched it, like, and who are you throwing to? There was not anyone there, and it was like watching.
Throwing passes to Jesus, man.
He's like, Jesus is my homeboy. She just goes, you're a corporeal bitch.
Jesus, take the ball. I'm thinking, do you ever see those signs that you text Jesus? Have you ever texted Jesus? Do you ever seen those signs?
No.
I think Jesus is a fucking broke bitch and opened his cell phone building. I text him twice and I don't get shit back.
Be like, hey, fucking hit me up, piece of shit.
The Hallmark in the mall has a shirt that says Jesus had 12 men too. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, it's wow. Seahawks colors.
Layers.
There's no longer. They're not called 12th man anymore.
I know, but I might buy this.
They're called 12 man.
Home in the 12s.
Yeah. You know, they sat around a table going, we got nothing. We have, what is the shittiest thing we have? What? And some guy just took an eraser and went, 12? Again, nothing else.
It's like
fuck
the stadium
it.
When I lived there was like, Seahawks, 12th man. And then, like, just for... Preseason's like home of the 12s. I was like, what the fuck?
Because they don't want to pay Texas no more.
Yeah.
You know, Texas is like, we'll take your money. Like, please, let us. Come on.
Seahawks fans in Seattle, they're awesome. In Spokane, I want to fucking kill every single one of them.
Yeah.
Dude, I go walk down the street in Seattle with an all-nighter shit on. They're like, hey, what's up, bro? How you doing? I walk down the street in Spokane like, you fucking faggot. I hope you get fucking sodomized on your way to the bus. Just like, what the fuck,
we
dude?
Just like it you happened. For football.
Wow. Don't do it on game day. I wore my Viking shit on game day, and we got followed down the fucking alley for 2 blocks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Kathy wasn't even wearing shit. They had a guy in her face the whole time.
Oh, yeah, no, that shit happened. People
Boo!
Start throwing shit all the time. She was going to fucking
hit somebody. I would, Kathy needs to hit somebody. Kathy, she should have hit somebody. She was like, I can't drink, but shatter a bottle and shiv the guy on the neck and go, and either can you, bitch.
There's fucking Vikings fans everywhere down that alley. Like, it was stupid.
That's where they live.
I still wear my jersey that you colored for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, on Sundays.
Jarrell seems like the only guy that actually knows about football in this room. No offense to you, Robert.
I don't know. Justin actually knows.
You know about football? I just assume
really?
You don't know. Yeah,
well,
you
no,
know.
Well,
like no,
his team's just, up there with, like, the European League, so
oh,
I can see
okay.
where you're coming from.
I just wasn't sure if
you're
into
like,
soccer
good for
now.
Them. Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're a step
football.
Away from soccer.
Yeah,
know?
Canadian League. Okay. Yeah, okay. He's like the Canadian League.
Jeff Garcia all the way, bro.
We're going to the Grey Cup this year.
We don't get trophies. We get ribbons.
Everybody wins.
Oh. Halftime show with Celine Dion.
And a ribbon baton guy. Woo!
And it's at a college stadium, so it's not even your team's logo on the field.
Oh, hey, bro, I'll tell you this. I got to do some comedy while I was down there at White Center.
So you just made fun of Justin the whole time?
This was, it was awkward comedy. Okay?
Awkward. Did you do anything other than that?
Yeah, you know why I was awkward? See what color my skin is? It's white. You know what the crowd was? All black.
Oh, so it was awkward for you.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
like awkward.
The three comedians in front of me, all black.
Oh,
so they're like, all right, now let's bring out pasty white guy. Stick him up here.
You can't death jam it.
Oh, no. Gonna say your mama jokes don't work. Nope. You get beat up.
Yep.
It'd be like, my mother was a saint. Shatter.
No, I did the child support joke on them, and they cracked the fuck up. Of course they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all think it's funny.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. There was this place called Full Tilt Ice Cream, and they had like 20 fucking pinball machines in there, and they made all their own ice cream. They even made their own root beer.
Oh,
it tasted like Jaeger with no alcohol in it. Oh, fucking nuts.
Oh, that'd be so good.
You
ever
drink a cup of that? I'm like, why am I not drunk?
You're like, where's the humor part? I'm supposed to be hammered.
Oh, yeah.
That stupid shit invested in it.
It was like as thick as Guinness and tasted like Jaeger.
That sounds so good.
No.
That sounds super good. Mm. That sounds like you could just throw in some fucking Jaeger.
Yeah, it'll just like stick to the walls for
you. You take it in the cup, you're pouring it, just gas down the wall.
One of the porn shops over there sold synthetic heroin.
Wow!
What?
It was like they had synthetic heroin, synthetic oxys, they had synthetic molly. Like, I'm pretty sure it was
question,
the drug. But
question.
People eating faces.
How do you make a synthetic drug
of a
more
drug?
Synthetic. Because oxys are, they're made in a factory.
Yeah. I know.
That's not how that works.
A lot of people don't know this, but there's a fucking warehouse in Seattle, okay? And that's where all, like, the Asians and all the Arabians, that's where they all smoke. It's where they all buy their shit.
Yeah.
So it's like this big, giant, almost like a black market warehouse. Like, shit in there that you probably...
You know, if you went in and you're like, wrong door.
Why does this fucking bong look like a fucking kid's cup? Like, I'll take it.
And
I mean,
there's a dead body, and it's commonplace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just a lot.
And in the back, you see a bunch of agents sitting there cutting in line and putting it in the bag.
If you want generic knockoff toys, that's where you go, man. Yeah. You want some shit like says, like, Neon Green Lantern or something like that.
Yeah. Or it's like, Teenage Not So Mutant Ninja Walrus, and it's like a turtle with like painted on paint.
Ratman.
And it's got lead based paint.
Special Man is like Superman in a wheelchair.
Yeah. Batman is a Bizarro S. Spray painted on.
That would be. Oh my god.
Oh. I would need to see that. I would buy that. That would go on my wall. Lead based paint or not.
Yeah. It'd be awesome.
So did you buy anything from there then?
From, where,
you...
from the porn shop?
No, from that.
No, from the warehouse.
Oh, no, I got a couple knives and I got a pretty cool wallet, but yeah, fuck, dude, it'd take you all goddamn day to go to that place. It's like IKEA.
Yeah.
IKEA's insane. You ever know IKEA?
Fuck yeah, it's like hell.
You know what they sell there?
Everything.
Big bags of plastic balls. Fuck yeah.
You sit there and you're like, if I cut it open and run. No one would know.
No one would even know if I just took one, dude. They're like right by the front door, just sitting there, big bags of
just
red
balls.
Just
walk in and grab it, just walk back, and it starts beeping like the alarm's going off, and you're like...
I mean, you know a place is big when they got two restaurants inside of it, dude.
That's
you're just trying to find sheets.
Yeah.
What the
fuck? Why are we here? What did I do wrong?
Those restaurants are bomb, though.
Yeah, they're hella good. They're fucking hella good. I was like, really? IKEA? The best souffle I've ever had.
I didn't expect that. It's like better Costco.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, better Costco.
Fuck.
So Seattle was fun then.
Yeah, it had its ups and downs. Like, you know what? Everyone talks about Seattle being this, like, gloomy place where it rains 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
I was there 5 months and it rained one fucking time, okay?
You were there during, like, their longest dry spell.
Yeah,
ever.
Yeah, I get there, they're like, oh, this is the hottest summer we've ever had. Fucking 10 days in a row over 90.
You're wearing a jacket the whole time.
Yeah, dying of fucking heat stroke and shit. We did go.
Where's the rain?
We went water rafting, or... makeshift water rafting, I guess, down the Green River.
Mm.
And I almost died four times. And my
sounds like you.
You always have bad luck.
Okay, when it comes to water, you have no luck.
Crazy, but I almost died, and my helpless girlfriend almost let me fucking die four times.
To be fair, there is no way she's saving your ass unless both of y'all dying.
The water was like this fucking deep. I'm stuck, like, getting pulled underwater, getting drugged down, but it's coming over my face. I'm just reaching up, trying to get in. What's she doing? Pointing at me and fucking laughing. Look at the face he's making. Yeah, I'm fucking blue, bitch. I can't breathe. Fuck.
To be fair, though, it's you and you probably...
I was floating, minding my own business, and my leg got sucked under, dude.
But what were you thinking about?
not dying. What are you thinking about? So, like, then there's this one, we had these rafts where they're connected, right? So it had, like, a cooler in the middle of us, and then two seats and cup holders, and they're real chill. And we're coming, and this Green River's fucking crazy. It's, like, hella scary. And then it just stops, and it's calm as fuck. And it's, like, warm water. It's only, like, 3 feet.
Where you're sitting, like, what are we going to go through?
Yeah, right? Like, you go through these crazy rafts, and then it's smooth and calm, and it's, okay, cool. It's, like, a cool jazz radio. And then it's, like, death metal! You're just, like, what the fuck? So we're coming down this thing, and there's this spot where other rafters have obviously died. There's a fucking raft, like, wrapped around this thing, dude. And I'm, like, do we stay on or do we get off? And the way the water's going, it's going straight to it, and then it, like, whips around the side of it and then comes out.
Yeah.
And everyone's freaking out, and everyone's jumping off their shit, and I'm just riding this bitch. I was like, fuck it. Let's just go, dude. And Camille doesn't jump off like I thought she was going to.
Yeah.
So when she decides to jump off, the fucking, when she pushes off the raft, it causes me to go right into that fucking death trap.
Oh, no.
And I fucking slammed my shoulder, gets, like, caught by a stick, and I get, like, ripped around the side, flipped over the front of the thing, go head first, and my feet are sticking out like this, and I'm fucking stuck. I can't breathe. I'm, like, fucking caught, and where's Camille? Look at this motherfucker! I was like, fuck, dude. I finally get out, my face is, like, red, I'm all cut up and bleeding. I'm like... And get back on the raft. I'm, like, trying to walk over to the raft, right?
Yeah.
And the rocks are all jagged. Yeah. And I fucking fall backwards. Boom! And I hit my head on a rock, dude. I'm, like, passed out for, like, 3 minutes underwater. Where's Camille? Laughing at me still. Not even trying to pull me out and do CPR. Nothing. Just let me float there. Floater, the new game. And that's all I fucking did that whole time is almost die. Like, get out, dude. I'm like, all right, I would have loved it. Shit, and I'm just like,
leg on the raft by the end of it.
Like, my legs all bloody and stuff, dude. I got a bloody nose from rafting. Like, what the fuck, dude?
You'd have been the new Green River killer, right? Dude,
shit. We really worked on the Green River, dude. And then we went to this other place called Fool's Gold or some shit. I can't remember. I had gold in the word. But that was some crazy shit. Like, the water would be hella crazy and be super calm and smooth, like, but it was deep enough you could see salmon floating by and shit. It was awesome.
Oh, shit.
All these
cool
big pink and orange salmon.
So that was the fun part, but the almost dying was really to get me.
Yeah, and then, whose fucking bright idea was, like, the end of the run on the Green River is, usually it's, you just go off the beach and you're done. Some jackass made this, like, makeshift ladder out of dirt and holes, so you had to, like, climb up the side of this fucking jagged-ass rocky mountain to get to the top. Oh. And I almost died there, too. Fucking just trying to throw the raft up, and Camille grabbed it, and I started going backwards with it, and she, like, pushed me forward, and I was like, if you wouldn't have done that, I'd be dead.
Totally dead.
And you probably would have laughed then, too. Motherfucker.
I love that you're totally, like, you tolerated through that, but WrestleMania, you were, like, 3 seconds away from fucking leaving her ass. You're like, bitch almost got me killed 4 times. Bitch ruined the fucking Undertaker match for me. That's divorce.
I just read online that the Undertaker lost. What the fuck? This is why domestic violence happened, right?
Yeah. Where the cops would show up, and it would be the one time where they'd go, so a doorknob? Doorknob. And walk away.
Shit like that's why I have a record. You know what I mean? Like, and for the podcast, I don't have a record.
No. And he's a good-ish person. Guy.
Which is surprising that I don't have a record. I'm fucking amazing.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Children.
If you have any life goals.
Any of those things. Yeah. It's fucking weird, dude. I'm happy that I have no kids.
Shut up.
Can you imagine me with kids?
No.
No?
I think I've let you hang out with Kale one day. One day. And I remember the, hey, so how long until you're done? Oh, when Justin gets here. I get a text message from Justin. I'm on my way early, and he's going insane with Kale. I figured as much.
Yeah.
And then, like, I got home as soon as I could, and you were like, bye, Kale. I'm going to smoke.
Kale walks up to his dad and is like, what's a bottom, bitch?
And I took Kale upstairs, and I was like, thanks. He's like, oh, I'm gonna smoke myself retarded. You'll probably see me at some point. Don't see him for like 6 hours. Just fucking baked out of his mind. Oh.
I don't like smoke weed anymore.
Well,
yeah.
Because he does the oils.
Yeah, and more of the oil. I've kind of grown up, you know.
Yeah. Being mature now.
Yeah, I'm
mature now. It's really enjoyable.
I
liked
you.
It. I really got a kick out of it last night. I totally felt
like
an old guy trying to learn an iPhone.
I'm fucking good all
dude,
day.
Dude, yeah, I've said I'm like, I'm going to kick out of this.
Like, one dab is like the consistency of like smoking like 5 joints in 3 seconds.
Good God.
So it's like, oh, shit! Oh, God!
No, and the thing is, like, you sit there, because, like, mine's got the, it's like, it looks like a light bulb with the glass on it. And so I'm sitting there, and I take the hit, and I'm like, that's not bad. And it just fills up. I'm like, oh, shit, still got to take a hit. So I finish it, and I'm like, I'm not coughing. I'm not dying. I'm like, I can do this all fucking night.
So and then
I
get up, and you're like, holy shit, I have feet.
So I get done smoking it, and I'm like, man, I can go to bed. I just sat there in my computer chair, like, contemplating on going to bed. I'm like,
I've done that before.
I'm going to bed. Like, I thought more about going to bed than just getting up and going to bed.
I caught myself staring out the window of the weed shop for 4 hours. Oh, fuck, I got a job. Oh, shit.
There's a line of customers just, like, trying to hit.
Matt, don't let anyone fool you that weed shops are exciting to work in. I put that up there right next to being, a librarian and fucking commentating golf. It's fucking boring as shit. There's only a cool few times it was really cool. Like, this old man came in, right? He probably had to be, like, 200.
Just glad as fuck he could buy pot finally.
He didn't even want to buy weed. That was the thing. He just wanted to come in and smell it. He didn't want to smoke anything.
He was like, the lady won't let me have it.
I'm in a wheelchair, dude. We had this, like, big steel door we have to open. Oh, we were behind bulletproof glass.
Yeah. Because safety first.
Yeah, don't want to die.
It is White Center.
It is White Center, yeah. Pack all sorts of weapons. But, like, he'd come in every once in a while. I'm like, I just want to smell the weed you have. So I take this big-ass jar of weed, open it, and just stick his whole head in there pretty much and let him, no, God, yeah. And then there'd be this old lady that would come in and
it's $2 for trouble.
Yeah. After our shop got closed down, I went and worked this other place called Herb and Legends.
Yeah.
Cool name.
That is actually
cool. There would be this old lady that would come in and spend a grand on candy. A month. Not even fucking bat an eye.
Damn.
She'd get these chocolate bars that are like the size of like a Nestle Crunch bar, which are 180 milligrams.
Literally
all
shit.
She needed to do is take a couple nibbles.
Damn.
And granny's
so basically she spent 30 days baked this fudge. She goes, it's for the glunk, I don't give a fuck.
So you get like 5 candy bars for $20, so $1,000 worth.
Holy shit.
You get stacks of them. Well, if we run out of candy bars...
giving them away to the local kids.
Pretty much. That's what she said. She's like, oh, you got any hard candies? I was like, yeah, we got some of those. She's like, my grandson loves these. I was like...
I don't think she knows what she's giving them.
How old's your grandson? She's like, he's 6. I was like, right on. I was like, what's he doing when you give him those? She's like, he shuts the fuck up. That's
she fucking knows.
She fucking knows.
What
they do. Yeah, dude.
Damn.
Awesome.
Them candies are vicious, dude. I got this little tiny thing. It was like the size of like a Turchi's Kiss, right?
Yeah.
250 milligrams. I was like, bitch, please. This stuff never does anything to me. I threw it in my mouth. Before I even got home, I was asleep. I couldn't even fucking function,
so,
man.
So what happened at the first shop to get it all shut down? How'd that play out?
You got about 8 minutes.
Fuck. Yeah. All right. Short version. The guy we were working with was a fucking sellout bitch. He fucking went behind our back and he was like fucking doing all these deals with this other guy for an oil thing,
mm-hmm.
right? To make an oil bar. Well, after all the shops got shut down, you can't blast oil anymore. So he pretty much got fucked out of that.
Yeah.
He lost all his investment. So he kicked us out so he could get our 5% of the crop. $5,000.
Yeah.
The weed crop. The beautiful weed crop that we had, dude. 200 plus plants. Like 9 different strains.
But kicks you out so he could take it.
Yeah. So he could get his share.
Yeah.
And he comes and tells us on a Saturday. He's like, hey, the guy that owns this shop is going to be showing it to someone. And we had an apartment in the back. He's like, he's going to be showing it. I need you guys to be out by Monday. And it was on fucking Saturday. I was like, well, you haven't even been paying me, right? Where the fuck am I supposed to go? He gives us like $20 every other day and expect me and Camille to live off $20 in fucking Seattle.
Holy
shit,
that ain't happening.
That's like one cup of Iver soup, dude.
Yeah.
$20.
Yeah.
And it's not even good.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we ended up, and that happened. He didn't renew his business license, so that was, who doesn't fucking renew their business license?
Wow.
So the city of Seattle pretty much considered us a black label or a black market.
Yeah, because he wasn't doing what
you're
doing.
Dealers.
Yeah, because he wasn't doing the shit you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, so that's one reason we got shut down. That Full Tilt ice cream place made a petition and they want to get rid of all the weed shops, but the porn shops were fine. I still don't understand that.
That's so
weird.
No goddamn way.
Yeah. Who doesn't like to rub their dick in ice cream? I don't know. Can't get high and do it. Apparently.
Yeah, that's extreme.
Upon. There's a bar next door to fucking Full Tilt that I watched 3 dudes die out in front of. I'm not even blind. Three different people died.
But hey, hey, people gotta have their alcohol.
You gotta get wasted and fuck shit, you know?
You gotta do some, you gotta make
terrible choices. Yeah, you gotta get drunk and fuck a plastic ass.
Getting baked and ordering a pizza is a little bit too extreme.
But getting stoned, yeah, and eating a plate of chicken wings. Oh, man.
That's too much. But hey, get drunk and fucking murder
somebody. And there's this little bastard's daycare that opened up behind us, and they have to be within 1,000 yards, and we were like
$9.99. Wow.
So that 1 foot.
So it was basically the universe working against you.
Yeah, pretty much. And then, yeah, after we dipped out and came back to Spokane, someone tried to break into an empty weed shop there. So enjoy fucking taking the containers that you put weed in, I guess.
Yeah.
There's nothing in there. You
go. Yeah, he wants to smell the
container. Yeah, he wants to just smell the container.
But yeah, that was White Center. I got in a lot of trouble. I'm kind of glad I came back to Spokane, because if I would have been there one more month, I'd probably been in jail. I wanted to beat up every fucking homeless person that I don't know. White Center changed me, dude. Like, I was yelling at Adam Lee the other day when we were in Merlin. I was like, are you ready to get the fuck out of here, you fucking giant nerd? I was like, you want to get your action figures and your comic book, you faggot? Let's go.
Wow.
He's like, what happened to you? And all the nerds are in the corner
playing
D&D. They're
probably.
Like, what the fuck's going on? I'm like, if any of them step to me, I'll knock them the fuck out, too.
You got, like, deep rage from it?
I don't know, man. White Center just made me... I was telling Jarrell, you got to be on constant defense in White Center. Like, constantly, fuck, someone's always over your shoulder, like, ready to...
You needed to be back here. That's way you don't do tense well.
You walk down the streets, man. All the G's are like, "What up, bird?" Yeah, you know. That's when you know you got to get the fuck out of here. And the homies are like,
"You're cool with them."
Yeah, they're like, "Hey, you need a dip, bro."
I feel like they're gonna show up one day, covered in blood, and go, "You got me, right?" And be like, "No."
It's that cool-ass white guy. Be like, "Come here, man." I'm like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah. You want to go find a dead body? No. You want to go make a dead body?
All right. Man, there's a spot you could like. Walk from my house, and then you can go down the street, and you go to Target.
Yeah.
Instead of having to go down this big-ass part of the street, you could cut through these steps that was right here and kill, like, 15 minutes out of your walk. The crack steps. People always be sitting there smoking meth. Always. Doesn't matter what time of day, what the fuck was going on outside.
Apocalypse, and they're like, you're like 10 minutes.
Yeah. You'd walk by there, there'd be needles and shit all over the stairs.
You're not walking barefoot, guaranteed.
Yeah. Oh, I would have walked through nowhere barefoot in Seattle.
God, fuck
that.
Fuck that.
You've been to Seattle?
Yeah. You ever been to Pikes Peak during the day?
Yeah.
Woo!
Fuck that.
Fucking black guy walking around selling you weed. Oregano. That ain't stupid.
No, we went there for the car.
So you're in White Center.
How far were you staying from the...
from Pike's Pier?
No, from the convention center.
Convention? I was about 15, 20 minutes away from downtown Seattle.
Okay.
So
yeah, convention centers.
Yeah.
Because I was just curious, because like, when I went over there last year for the con and shit, I was thinking of like hitting you up, but there was it like what should have been. I was like, Siri, directions, because she lived in Lakeview, and so it was like from Lakeview so we can get to the convention center.
Lakeview is away from the convention center.
And so I needed like, so we do it, and she's like, estimated drive time is like 45 minutes. 45 minutes turns into like 2.5 goddamn Seattle traffic hours.
Yeah, the traffic is not that bad.
Fuck you, Austin! You! And your fucking beard and your flatted shirt look like a big lesbian guy. Fuck up! You were saying traffic in Seattle have to pee so fucking bad
with your children?
You're willing to kill the kid in the backseat just to piss in his fucking mouth? Have you ever sat in that traffic? No, you haven't.
So
I wanted to kill
up.
Two fucking kids, dude. One of them was so fucking gay. I was like,
what the fuck?
Car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vroom, vroom.
No, we ended with Wayne's World's car and started with Game On.
Oh.
Yeah. Intro, outro. So we know when the intro, outro.
Left it alone.
Oh, he was such a douche.
This podcast is brought to you by Flamin' Joe's. Coming at Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Call ahead for reservations. We do trivia. It's super fantastic. A lot of fun. We have daily specials and what's something else that we got is awesome. 26 different flavors of wings and like 30 plus different types of beer. So that's pretty great. I mean, if you like beer and wings, I mean, who doesn't? That'd be weird if you didn't.
This isn't nearly as good as Justin's.
I'm not, no. I don't want to be as good as Justin's. I don't want to be any part of Justin's. I want mine and Justin's to not be anywhere near each other. I don't want the taint of Justin near anything I do.
I do it so you've
all been, this has been the longest ad, everyone. The longest ad. Because of Justin.
I'm okay with it.
That's why.
There's also buzz time.
Oh, we have buzz time trivia. Yeah. That's always fun. Come in, you're bored, lunch break, play some buzz time trivia.
It's getting warm. The patios are going to be open soon.
No, patio is open.
Patio
and we have redesigned the patio. It looks really nice. Got new chairs. Whole new kind of layout of Flamin' Joe's. New tables. Come in and check it all out.
So you can get a suntan and a beer all in one day.
I'm down with that.
Yep.
That makes me not hate Justin anymore. It's actually
quite right? That doesn't sound like, that doesn't sound like a good way to end the night, except, you know, he would be there.
Try the Widowmaker challenge?
Yeah. Yeah. Try it. Come in, try the challenge. It's 12 of our hottest wings. You have 4 minutes to eat them, and then you have to sit for 4 minutes in sadness and pain and despair. It's like hanging out with Justin.
It's really not that hot.
And
it's okay.
Justin
see,
did it
see.
Once. I'll put the video on Facebook.
Yeah, well, you guys will be able to watch Justin do the challenge, so you can be like, oh, if he can do it, we can do it. Come in, you if you win and do the challenge, you get a t-shirt or a pint glass. It's one or the other or both. I don't know which anymore.
On the wall of flame.
But yeah, we have the Valley location, and the address for that is...
11618 East Sprague.
And the division location is?
You fucking work there. You
I was doing
that.
It because you guys did it in the last ad.
You
made it funny.
I don't know
the address of it.
You know he doesn't know the address.
I don't know
that.
That's what?
It's 7015 North Division.
That's because I just said it. Because
you just said it.
No,
yeah.
It's because I check the mail.
He does the mail. He's the one who grabs the mail for it.
He grabs...
Because the mail, when the mailman comes during the day and stuff, we
yeah,
have to grab
yeah.
it from the front.
Yeah.
Flamin' okay. Joe's, great hot wings.
Great
eat
time.
Boom.
Woo!
Explosion.